This is Dr. Subhadra Singh, upper nasal colonoscopy for patient Michaela Williams. Initial procedure was nausea, rectal bleeding, constipation. Family history colon cancer, grandfather, maternal grandfather colon cancer. I don't have his age documented. So the age of the grandfather documented. Procedure, easy colonoscopy, easy with biopsy and colonoscopy, sedation, and blood pressure, pulsometer, electrocardiogram, preliminary procedure, easy with biopsy, colonoscopy, instrumental lymphocyte, easy scope, and periodic colonoscopy. Procedure found consent by the patient, patient play left, informed consent sign obtained by the patient's father, because patient is 17 years and 10th month old. And I discussed in great detail with the father that we are the adult gastroenterologist, but I do have experience of doing the procedure on the pediatric population age 15 and above. I gave the option to have the procedure done by the pediatric gastroenterologist, but he said that he's okay to go ahead with for me to go ahead and do the procedure, so he gave me the consent for doing the endoscopy and colonoscopy today. After informed consent sign approved by the patient's father, patient was placed in left revision. After adequate sedation was achieved, scope placed in oral cavity, passed up preferential esophagus, rejection follows the blood loss, second level zone. Exam portion of duodenum, gastro duodenum, suspicious for enter parasolar, enter mild gastroid bias, and then file everything, sazura, about body, suffer, a cardiac, gastro duodenum, the picture, the score is straight, body, injunction, normal, B line, also. For sure, patient no complication. Patient turned on KY jelly fly, rectum, pediatric scope plate, rectum, electrosigma, descending column, pediatric colonoscopy was placed in rectum, electrosigma, descending column, spine flesh, and colon, hypoflesia, basal fecal. Dr. Patient, patient had adequate prep, did not see if there was any polymers, that was closely anticipated, nor if there was any colitis, proctitis, scope by rectum, retroflexion in the rectum cushion, a small, tiny, grade 1 hemorrhoid, small hemorrhoid, grade 1, non bleeding, for sure, patient no complication. Point number 1. Gastro, normal esophagus, normal Z-line, number 2, mild gastritis, and ulcer, vascular colitis, low helicobacter pylori, number 3, gastro, gram, pusher, durian, number 4, colonoscopy of seeker, number 5, adequate prep, number 6, nervous, colitis, proctitis, no absolutely common polyp, ulcer, diverticulosis, number 6, patient, however, grade 1, hemorrhage, not bleeding, recognition, other for the stomach, and helicobacter pylori therapy, number 2, advice, please take a half glass of water, the stool soft, and the system, 5-minute preparation, each in a soap cream, not flare up. Follow-up, repeat colonoscopy, since the patient has the family history of colon cancer, grandfather, maternal grandfather history of colon cancer. But so follow-up colonoscopy would be, we need to explore further about the age of the maternal, first of all, maternal grandfather had a colon cancer, and if he had a colon cancer, at what age, if his age was less than 15, history of colon cancer, then recommendation to repeat to have patient colonoscopy in 5 years. Otherwise, if the age of the maternal grandfather was more than 50 years of age, then she may not need a colonoscopy as a screening colonoscopy. Advice patient, before the start of the procedure, I discussed detail of the patient's father present at the time of the encounter, the bedside. I told them to take Metamucil 5, 1 to 2 tablespoonful daily, so take some stool softener, drink a lot of water, eat vegetables, fruit, avoid any protein shakes, etc. Eat the natural protein, egg white, chicken, fish. Since upper nasal colonoscopy could not explain the reason for like nausea, or commission ultrasound abdomen, or hepatic biliary disease, or gallstones, follow on 2 weeks nutrition, please send the copy to Bishop Primary Care Provider, Dr. Michelle Norden, NORDON, and copy Dr. Farham Sari. They are procedure February 27th to 1st, 23rd. This is February 27th to 1st, 23rd. Patient's option.